What's up, y'all? It's P. Dangerous back again with another edition of Dangerous Sports Talk. And I'm actually recording this at an irregular time. As of right now, it is 3:23 a.m. And I've been due to do a show anyway, and I've been working on my notes for a couple of days, so I guess this is as good a time as any to do a new show. But before we get into anything, please follow me, The Be Dangerous, on Instagram and Twitter at The Be Dangerous. Also, follow this very podcast that you're listening to right now on Spotify and wherever podcasts are available. Apple Podcasts, Breaker, I believe it's on Google Podcasts. But hey, if you're not following this podcast, then what are you really following? Like, you got to be here for a reason. So hey, please follow that for me. It does me a whole world of good. And let's get into it. And tonight was the ending of the WNBA season. Like, this season has been probably the best I've seen in a long time. And if there was ever a time that I could have came back to really get back into the women's game, this would have been the season to do so. And like I thought last year, the Las Vegas Aces won back-to-back titles. They won 3 games to 1 over the New York Liberty, 3 games to 1. And Miss Fine Ass Asia Wilson is the finals MVP, as to be expected, and she is the first player in WNBA history to have multiple 20 points, 15 rebound games in the finals. Like, say what you want about Asia Wilson, that girl is special. Not to say Stewie ain't special, because she absolutely is. Stewie had a hell of a first year run, and she played her ass off. All the ladies played their asses off this season. Because I am, like I said, I've told y'all before, I am a groupie like hell for the WNBA players, past and present. So this series was everything I hoped it would have been. Like, New York, they're a tough team. You know what I'm saying? I never take anything away from the New York Liberty, because they've always done more than what the Knicks have done since their damn existence. And they've been around like a fraction longer than the Knicks ever have. But. I give props to Stewie. I give props to Jonquel Jones over there. Like, those ladies are obviously tough. They could play their asses off. But Vegas wouldn't be denied. It wasn't going to happen. And I was debating on if the Aces were going to be able to pull this out. But I'm like, listen, one thing I can't say about this Aces team is that when their backs are against the wall or they're tired, they always dig just a little bit deeper. Because they want that win like hell. They want it a little bit more than New York does. But hey, I've had a good time this WNBA season because a lot of good shit happened. You got the return of Brittney Griner. You got Breonna Stewart doing what she does. You got the Aces doing their thing. Also, this is the first time they've had a back-to-back champion since the 2000-2001 season. And I had to think about that. I'm like, well, shit, let's see. 97, 98, 99. Since the fucking Houston Rockets. Houston Rockets. Houston Comets, my bad. And it still pisses me off that the Houston Comets are not in existence right now, because that was the very first WNBA dynasty, if you didn't already know. But now that the WNBA season is over, I gotta watch a couple of more days of preseason before the NBA season starts on the 24th. Now, usually I do the whole issue a disclaimer, this and this and that, but no. With this year comes, if you know, you know. And if you don't, you'll learn. Because one thing I didn't want to do this year was obviously repeat myself. Like, granted, I know I'm gonna have to double back and do what I do as Be Dangerous. But as far as the disclaimers, doing this and that, I'm not. You're just gonna get what you're gonna get, and that's what it's gonna be. A little bit more WNBA news before we move on. The Chicago Sky have a new coach. And ironically, it is a former WNBA player by the name of Teresa Weatherspoon. Now, if you are a longtime WNBA advocate, fan, whatever you wanna call yourself, you'll know that Teaspoon was the backbone of that first set of Liberty teams. because everybody liked her naturally because she had the energy, she had the spirit, she had the toughness, and she had the whole swag. Like, Teaspoon was one of my favorite players back in the day. And to see how she's going to do as a coach, I know she's capable of doing it because she worked in the NBA before as an assistant coach, I believe. And now that she has the coaching job in Chicago, they obviously have some faith in her because Chicago is a solid team. Since they won the title a couple of years ago with Miss Parker, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've always had some respect for the Chicago Sky. So, them adding her is a great addition to their team. Now, what are they going to do with the roster? That remains to be seen because they have pretty good players over there. And I've been watching them since Miss Deladon was there. I was sad when she left. I ain't going to lie. I was a little bit sad when she left there. But hey, sports is a business. And you can't really get too emotional with certain players. But certain times you just can't help it. So congratulations to Teaspoon. And let's see what else we got. Ah, I've been seeing this story around and I've been doing some research on it. And it's nothing short of disturbing. So, former NFL player Sergio Brown was booked on suspicion of the death of his mother. And he was brought back to the USA after he fled to Mexico. Now, as someone who has watched plenty of true crime for the last couple of years of my life, usually nobody has to flee to another country if they didn't do anything wrong. And plus, dude has been acting erratically for the longest time. Could it be CTE? It could be possible. Because you're out of your body and you're out of your mind when you do shit like that. And you walk around like shit is normal. Or, instead of putting this on CTE, you could say that dude is a damn sociopath. And you're not that too far gone to know that you did something wrong. And if they get forensics on Miss Myrtle's death, that's his mother's name. If they use forensics and they tie his ass to her murder, then I don't know what to tell you because you can't dispute DNA. You can't dispute forensics. And if you do something that ties you to a crime, something is always going to tie back to you. So listen, I wouldn't put anything past anybody. I'm not blaming CTE on his mother's passing because it was unfortunate and tragic. And from what I've seen, his mother, Myrtle, seemed like a cool lady. Cool lady to be around, sweet as hell. And to lose your life at the hands of someone that you shouldn't fear at all, also known as your son, it's just tragic all the way around. Like I said, prayers to his family. I do believe that he did this just based on his actions. Because if you move a certain way after someone is murdered and it looks suspicious, more than likely you have something to do with it. So I haven't heard anything else beyond him getting booked in and getting taken into custody, but they will get to the bottom of this, especially if forensics come in and it ties him to the crime. So, hey, you really can't say too much about that. Let's see what else we got. Oh, and a little bit more women's basketball. Miss Angel Reese signs with Reebok as his first athlete of the next generation. And seeing Angel Reese do what she does, and she hasn't even got to the WNBA yet, is nothing short of incredible. Is she the athlete of the next generation? I definitely believe so. Because this new crop of WNBA players that are coming up and that are going to be in the draft is going to be exciting because Angel Reese, she is a special talent. She reminds me of a little bit younger Asia Wilson. When Asia first came out of college, she was the next big thing. Now that she's in the WNBA doing what she does, winning championships, racking up finals MVPs, racking MVPs up, setting records, there's no reason why I don't see Miss Angel Reese doing the same thing. Especially if you sign a shoe deal with Reebok at Shaq's company, You're definitely going to be doing big things, and I absolutely cannot wait to see it. It's almost 4 o'clock in the morning, y'all. Please bear with me. Oh, also, WNBA, NBA news. We have the Rockets trading Kevin Porter Jr. for Victor Oladipo and Jeremiah Robinson-Ford to OKC. And OKC will waive him immediately. Now, if you don't know, Kevin Porter Jr. has been in the news for controversy. He was arrested for allegedly striking his fiance, and she was a former WNBA player. Don't ask me her name right now. I see it in my head, but I can't verbalize it because it's too damn late, and I don't feel like digging that deep for real, for real. But hey, that's another story for another day. Then it comes out that his ex-fiance said that he never hit her, this and that. I'm like, look, stories like this are a double-edged sword. Because if she did lie and say that he hit her just to fuck his career up because of whatever else, because of whatever he did to her and their relationship, that's nothing short of fucked up and that's nothing short of petty. But if he's had a history of doing domestic violence before, then it's gonna look a little bit choppy. Like there, people will give him the benefit of the doubt only for but for so long. Because if he's had a history of doing certain things, abusing women, doing dumb shit, then it's not gonna be too far-fetched to believe that he actually did this shit. So, I'll wait and see what more comes from that situation and that news. But you never fucking know, especially in cases like this. A little bit of NFL news. We got Julio Jones signing a 1-year deal with the Eagles. Now, Julio Jones was a guy that I had seen staying in Atlanta because of his talent and the way he was billed for a little minute. Julio Jones was like the next wide receiver of the next generation. You know what I'm saying? So I expected him to stay with Atlanta. I think I expected him to stay with Atlanta after he begged for the trade, that is. But since he wants a ring, he wants to go with Jalen Hurts over with the Eagles. Now, I would be lying if I say I knew what the Eagles' record was off the top of my head because I absolutely don't. And Jalen Hurts is my quarterback anyway for my fantasy team. And I just lost this week anyway. But that's another story, completely another day. But he signs 1-year deal with the Eagles. What he's gonna do in that 1 year that he's with the Eagles? That has remained to be seen. Oh, and we have some college basketball news. We have Memphis guard Mikey Williams ordered to stand trial as he faces 6 felony gun charges. And he is facing 28 years in prison. And the boy is only 19 years old. If you are a young black college student in Memphis, where the fuck are you getting time, energy, and bread to have multiple guns on you? Hell, a gun on you, let alone 6 of them. And if you're found guilty of these charges, you may as well kiss your life goodbye because you're going away for 28 years. And I always hate to see stories like this. I always hate to see young black men in situations like this to where they lose their lives because they wanted to be hard, they wanted to be gangster or do dumb shit. And you pretty much squander away your career, your basketball career, because you wanted to do this and do that. But it's like, how else are you gonna learn? Because you think you're invincible, you think you're gonna live forever. And you think you can do whatever you want to with no consequences. But everything gets real when you gotta sit your ass in front of a judge and prove your innocence or sway the jury in some way, shape, or form to not send you away for 28 years. Because that shit is serious. And I wish more guys took that seriously because basketball players think that they're invincible and they can get away with whatever they want to. But when they get caught, it's a problem. And when you get yourself in a situation like this, shit becomes a reality. That shit isn't a game. And you are going to have to live with the decision that you made. Because your life is going to be gone. Let's see, like, that young man will probably be in his 40s if he's convicted and gets sent to jail for 28 years. 19, like, it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot. Also, speaking of Memphis players and guns, people have been talking about Ja Morant's downfall. Now, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's going to be suspended for the first couple of games of the season because he posted another video with him with a gun. And same thing I just mentioned with Mr. Mikey Williams, the same thing applies to Ja Morant. They said he was a choir boy in high school. High school, college, he was a choir boy. You get to the NBA, you make a little bit of money, you can jump your ass out of the gym, you start feeling yourself. Memphis Grizzlies are on the rise, everybody's feeling themselves, and you decide to do the dumbest shit that you could do. You have a whole gun on the team plane. Then you take videos with said gun and put them on the internet to where everybody is gonna see. I'll tell you one thing. Ja Morant has one time to do some dumb shit like that again. And literally everything that you have worked for, building this Memphis Grizzlies team up, your career is going to go right down the tubes, because if you get a permanent ban for doing this dumb shit, you're going to look like the ass in the end. So, hey, it's up to you to be like, okay, I can't do this shit. It's up to you to mature as a person and as a man, because that gun shit is not cute. You might think it's cute because you want to fit in with this whole street culture shit. No. Even Allen Iverson knew when to draw the line somewhere. Because Allen wasn't a choir boy himself, and he never claimed to be one. He was going to be who he was at all times. He's had issues with domestic violence, this and this and that. But he was not posting no type of videos with no type of guns nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And if he did have a gun, he didn't bring it out and put it in the public. Because he already knew that the media was against him and already was against his fucking image in the first place. So why would you want to cause more friction with that and add a gun to the mix? Like, it absolutely makes no sense. So if Ja doesn't get it together, he's going to end up in a court like Mr. Mikey Williams is and going to attempt to talk his way out of it and be facing a lot of fucking prison time. But hey, let's move on. Let's move on. Bear with me here. Oh, and just last night, or the night before last, I watched a Kurt Angle documentary. And if you don't know who Kurt Angle is, he is a legendary NCAA wrestler who won a gold medal at the 1996 Olympics with a broken freaking neck. But what I didn't know was how much shit he had to go through to actually get to his gold medal. His trainer was murdered. He had lost his father as a kid. So that drove him to be the best wrestler that he could be. And he went through a lot of hell. Not even before he had won the gold medal when he was working up to that. I didn't even know that he had broke his neck as many times as he did. Period. Because during like a 1 year period, Brock had broke his neck 3 times. Now, how you managed to do that and still managed to wrestle at the highest level, you gotta have some balls. Because I know if I fucked my neck up and I couldn't feel my arms, this and this and that, it would be hard for me to do anything, let alone fucking wrestle. So knowing what Kurt Angle is actually made of, it made me respect him more as a man. And even more as a wrestler. Because Kurt Angle, the man, he seems to be a pretty solid and humble guy. You know what I'm saying? You can't take that away from him. But if you know Kurt Angle, the wrestler, the character, you know that he irritated our fucking spirits growing up. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kurt Angle, he was an all-American guy who was always annoying, and they always had him saying the craziest shit, off-the-wall shit that cracks you up. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kurt Angle was definitely entertaining. But if you have Peacock, please check out that Kurt Angle documentary. Definitely worth the watch. And let's see, what else do we have? Yeah, I think this is it. Because I think I covered everything I had to cover in this episode, but. And I've been talking for 20 minutes anyway. So, hey, I gave y'all an episode at 3 o'clock in the morning. That shows that I love you guys. And y'all been running up the listens on my last episode. I got 7 listens. I thank you guys so very much. I love you guys so much because if it wasn't for you guys, Dangerous Sports Talk wouldn't keep climbing. It wouldn't keep getting listens. And it shows that you guys actually want to hear what I have to say. And y'all actually like my takes on things because I try to be as unbiased as I possibly can be without sounding like a complete stan because there are people who do podcasts or do YouTube channels or anything like that. And they might say what they feel, but it comes across as an extremely biased point of view. It's like you only showed one side and you think that your opinion is facts. Listen, I may have my opinions on certain things and certain players, but when I'm talking about anybody, I make sure that it's laced with truth and not just what I want, not just what the narrative that I want to push is. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody has an opinion. We know that. But just know that your opinion might not be a fact. But hey, like I said, another story for another day. I gotta get my ass up in the morning and take my ass to work. But I had to get the show out. As always, I thank you guys so very much for your love and your support for Dangerous Sports Talk and for me, Be Dangerous. I don't want to go unnoticed. I thank you guys so much. But follow me on Instagram and Twitter at TheBeDangerous. Follow Dangerous Sports Talk on Spotify, wherever podcasts are available. And let me take my ass to sleep. Good night, good morning, peace.